an overwhelming portion of the global economy, what Marco Evangelisti calls the suicide economy, relies on natural resources, not just extracting minerals, precious metals, and fossil fuels, but also consuming vast amounts of such basics as water, vegetation, soil, even air. This is the antithesis of sustainability, and most of us are enabling it.
We're financing, with our investment dollars, companies that are focusing on extraction. In other words, we're converting through our economic activity what we've been given for free, the natural capital, which also supports our own life. The suicide economy does not see the real value of the natural systems that are supporting our life.
Evangelisti, a leader in the slow money movement in Northern California, was among the speakers at the day-long Invest Local conference, an event that focused on ways to keep our dollars circulating close to home and the importance of doing so. Attorney Janelle Orsi, founder and director of the Sustainable Economies Law Center in Oakland, summarized that rationale.
When people keep money in their community and recirculate it as much as possible, it grows wealth for everyone. And what a lot of people don't think about a whole lot is that when we spend money and that money leaves the community, it more often than not goes to people who already have money. So it's making rich people richer. And when we keep money in the community, it recirculates to locally owned businesses and generates more wealth for the community.
For Orsi, the most effective tool for accomplishing that is the worker-owned co-op, a business model she says is uniquely beneficial in two ways.
They're inherently democratically governed on a one-member, one-vote basis, but they also distribute all of their profits back to their members. So if it's a worker co-op, all the profits of the business go back to the workers, and it goes back to the workers on the basis of patronage rather than the workers' share of ownership. So people who have money to invest aren't getting rich just because they have that money. It's the people who are doing the work and contributing to the co-op that are able to grow their wealth.
Co-ops are also diversity personified, a stark contrast to what Evangelisti sees as the economic monoculture of computer-driven global finance.
We built very efficient global systems of finance, but they're not resilient because they don't have diversity. So eventually they will collapse under their own weight. We've seen this in 2007 with the money banking system. So the large systems will undo itself. The question is, can we build enough of the new system under it so that it will be able to emerge once the old system crumbles?
For Orsi, the signs of movement in that direction are encouraging.
There is a big change in mindset because we got through the 20th century and we tried out this whole American dream concept for a while and we realized it's not making us happier and it's also making us have a lot of scarcities in our society. It's not making us economically stable. And so there is a huge shift in consciousness right now and people are looking at value and measuring it in a lot of new ways. They're measuring happiness, they're measuring ecological stability, community, economic wealth, and trying to measure all those things as they think about the creation of new enterprise.
The Invest Local conference was hosted by Go Local, which has much more relevant information on their website, golocal.coop. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.